I think these things are gambling operations, and I don't think we should allow them in the state of Ohio.
Matt Huffman is the number three leader of majority Republicans in the Ohio House of Representatives, and he says it's finally time to shut down hundreds of privately run stores that are basically operating as mini casinos, but are not paying the big taxes Ohio's legitimate, full-scale casinos are paying. Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine has been calling for a crackdown for nearly 2 years. He says the operations involve big bucks in profits that are, as he puts it, flying under the radar when it comes to being taxed as gambling businesses.
We are talking, we believe, in tens of millions of dollars that are going into these locations. We could be as high as $100 million. I don't think anybody really knows.
Earlier this year, Ohio legislators put a stop to any new sweepstakes stores or internet cafes popping up, but they allowed existing ones to remain as long as they registered with the AG. The AG reports more than 800 registering. Now, as the two-year legislative session winds to an end, there are signals that lawmakers may crack down against the existing stores. The Fraternal Order of Police has joined the call for a crackdown, and so have Republican leaders in the House. Representative Huffman says one idea is to force the operations to be regulated by the Ohio Lottery and then be taxed. But Huffman says that approach has problems because there'd be a proliferation of them, with a lot of entrepreneurs demanding a piece of the action.
Bowling alley, you're going to have them at the bar, you're going to have them at the drive-thru, you're going to have them in the laundromat, every place somebody sits down, and the cafe, wherever else.
That's why Huffman argues for what would amount to a ban on privately run sweepstakes stores and internet cafes. A lawyer for some of the operations opposes that thrust. Kurt Gierheiser says he hasn't heard complaints about his clients.
As far as crime or an issue of deterring neighborhood as a result of having a sweepstakes cafe in a particular location, or as many of these locations are, the vast majority of the locations in Ohio, one machine in a bar or a VFW post or an Eagles Lodge or a carryout. You know, the vast majority of these players, people that play these are people that play with small amounts of money as basically as entertainment. These are not locations, in my opinion, that compete with the Ohio Lottery or compete with the casinos and are not certainly a risk to them at all.
But these establishments are operating basically unregulated, and there have been complaints by Ohio's Attorney General and legislators that they're basically not being taxed anywhere near as much as other full-scale casinos,
and,
for example.
And I certainly don't disagree with that analogy and would say that it would be far better than to regulate these locations than to outlaw them.
But Representative Huffman disagrees. If he has his way, legislators in the next few weeks will try to put these operations out of business.
I think that there are enough votes, and it's going to be a bipartisan support, to get rid of them altogether.
Huffman insists legislators will make sure they're not outlawing legitimate sweepstakes, like the ones Publishers Clearinghouse or McDonald's run. Instead, he says, a crackdown is needed against storefront gambling operations that could be taking business away from the Ohio Lottery, the state's four new gambling casinos, and video lottery terminals at racetracks. All of them, he notes, pay heavy taxes or profits to Ohio schools or other government programs. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.